Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Lee, this just gets more and more bizarre every day. Now the story is that South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh, you just had this, I know, yep. in the news, resigned from his law firm. Yeah. New York Post just had this. After it was learned, he was being investigated for the misappropriation of millions of dollars. The day before, he was allegedly shot in the head on a rural road.
Right. That's what the story
is. So strange.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now if you're wondering, like, wait, who's this guy? Why do we care about him? Okay, because his son and his wife are the ones who were found shot to death.
Right.
On his hunting property. And you know, I wondered, it's like creating 1,700 acre hunting property. Wow. That must take some money. I mean, I know people do well as attorneys, but like not that well.
Well, this family has done well for a long time. It is a whole series of lawyers and solicitors that are involved with his family down in Hampton County.
Well, they have, but they haven't because the way that they made their living, this is what I was wondering about the money, was like they've been... district attorneys basically down there. The Alex, the dad, actually has a law, was actually a, you know, an active lawyer, right. But the family, I mean, you don't make a lot of money as a DA. You just don't. Not even the state level. I mean, you do okay, but not enough to have a 1,700 acre hunting property. I was just wondering how they afforded all that. But anyway, millions of dollars. They hired a forensic accounting firm to investigate the missing funds. Mm-hmm. That was the day before. Then he goes out on the road. He's out there and he gets like, allegedly shot by somebody else. It grazes his head. This is just so weird. That law firm was founded by his grandfather over 100 years ago, mm-hmm. and they've jumped back and forth between the law firm and the, you know, the various gigs as prosecutors, essentially. Right. Okay, you know, I didn't realize this, okay? I actually read this over the weekend. Alex Murdaugh, the dad, right? Who just checked into rehab, says he has, you know, a lot of things he has to deal with, understandably, after the death of his wife and his son. Alex Murdaugh is still a person of interest in the murders of his wife and his son. Now, that could mean any number of things. Doesn't mean you're a suspect. Doesn't mean you're not either. It just means they haven't taken you off the list. And usually in these kinds of murders, there's a lot of persons of interest. In fact, sometimes there's a very long list. But he still is a person of interest in that murder, which is very interesting. And then you start to look back at this, and there have been some really good podcasts done on it. The whole country's fascinated by it. There's a body count associated with this family.
Yes, there's several other related,
dead people.
Somewhat related.
Weird deaths.
Yeah.
And one of them, of course, is the ex-girlfriend who was 17, and we know that story really well, and that's what caused so much consternation, I guess, out there, because... I guess, how do I put this? The son who was shot was drunk. It was believed he was drunk. He was piloting the boat.
Right.
He hits a pier or I don't know what you call that. It's like
dock.
Dock for a bridge, yeah. So anyway, she gets knocked off. She gets killed. But there's a lot of speculation before any of this happened that they used their family influence to keep state authorities from administering the breathalyzer, which was then going to make it very hard to convict the son, mm-hmm. who is now dead. So there's that. Everybody asking the question, like, well, did her family get him? Then we find out there's a young gay man whose body was found in the road. That case was connected to the Murdaugh family, too. And what made that so compelling was the State Highway Patrol trooper who found him who believed it was murder. It did not match, you know, the way a body should look if it's struck, right?
Yeah, that was the implication. The theory was that this person was a pedestrian that was hit and killed by a hit-and-run driver. But, you know, as you pointed out, there have been law enforcement that have said this just the injuries are not consistent with that. And there's never been any real ties nor charges to the Murdaughs with regard to that case. But there has been a lot of accusations and a lot of talk down in Hampton County. I know of some people in that area. And that family's been a topic of discussion for quite some time, well before all of this.
Well, and what was fascinating, too, is that state trooper going on national television. I think he went on Fox. I can't remember. I still have his audio. Saying, no, I always thought it was murder. I wanted an autopsy. I wanted an investigation. It was shut down. So he spoke out immediately. Then there's another family friend in her 50s who was mysteriously, strangely turned up dead. Let's put it that way. So this is a family that's been the subject of a lot of speculation out there for a long time. Now the son and the wife are turning up dead. The dad's getting shot in the head. He's investigated for misappropriations of millions of dollars. This whole thing is like a soap opera. Yeah. I mean, if they put this on like one of those, you know, national televised kind of programs, she'd be like, oh, come on, that would never happen.
Yeah, exactly.
One family at the center of all that. But they are, and so the whole nation is just fascinated by this.
It's certainly bringing some unwanted attention to the lower part of the state.
Yeah, and I think much needed attention. I mean, you know, if you watch politics here, we've seen state legislators. You know the right people in this state. You just can get out of stuff.
Right.
Particularly knowing the right judges because, well, anyway. That's just, I think that sort of underlies this whole thing. And then this is interesting to me, too. Over the weekend, Lee, you know those two 20-month-old twins tragically left in that car?
Yes.
Oh, God. So bad. Richland County, this is also in South Carolina. So that had the whole nation's attention. Yeah. Nobody's been arrested for that yet, and they're still obviously investigating. But the sort of like, I want to be careful how I say this. Law enforcement seems to be painting, to the extent they're discussing it, a picture of parents who did this by accident, like didn't mean to leave them there. And I am so interested in this. When I was in Charlotte, right, there was a guy. Super smart guy, had a PhD, decided he wanted to be a veterinarian, goes back to school, gets his degree, works, has, you know, his own practice and stuff like that. Well, his wife was the one who always took the son to the daycare. And he was asked to do it. So she says, okay, I'm going to strap him in. He's in the back. Take him to daycare. And you take him to daycare for me today. So the son, the husband goes, okay, cool, sure. And then he just got kind of
distracted,
took his usual route. You know how you're half asleep. Yeah. The coffee's just kicking in on the way in. To work and forgets to drop him off at the daycare and parks him in front of his own vet for the whole day. And he didn't make it. And that guy, they didn't charge him. And years later, he was still doing interviews to try to alert other parents. This happened to me. This could happen to you. You have to be. And he scared me so badly. I was a reporter at the time with the interview that like I put a rattling device on my door when I had babies in, you know, car seats that every time I would open the door, it would rattle and make a noise to remind me. And that would have never dawned on me. But this guy was smart. He was, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not, I guess in my mind, if he could do it, maybe there was an outside chance I could too. And that rattle stayed on my door for the whole time I had the kid, until the kids were old enough to go, Mom, get me out.
Yo, Mom. Are you forgetting something?
Yeah. So, because that case just freaked me out. It was terrible.
Yeah,
So be careful. Look, it's easy to get lulled. We've all done something completely stupid, you know, just, I mean, I find myself like on the weekends following my work path and I'm halfway to work before I realize I meant to stop off somewhere else, you know?
I think that's why, I'm hoping that's why that the prosecutors and law enforcement in that case are being very careful about how they proceed, because, I mean, I can think of nothing more devastating than knowing that you have done something that cost the lives of your children.
Oh, twins.
And exactly. That's what I'm saying. And to live with that right there is a hell on earth that you'll never get over. But obviously, if it is not intentional, if it was simply a, you know, just a misguided accident, you know, the necessity of there being some type of, you know, criminal punishment just doesn't seem necessary.
And that's kind of what it came to with that case in Charlotte. What fascinated me was that the couple had stayed together.
Yeah.
She'd forgiven him. And she did an interview talking about what that took. And what was devastating was she was kind of at the end of her childbearing years mm-hmm. with him. That yeah. was a late baby. And so she wasn't able to get pregnant again.
Right.
And so that was it for her. They didn't have any yeah. children. And I was just like, oh, God, how yeah. can you do? So it was a crazy story. So just please remember the kids are back there. It's easy to get lulled. Life makes you tired. And mm-hmm. they've got, by the way, they've got great devices now to make sure you don't do that, to remind you
well,
that you can get online.
Most vehicles now have got a reminder. And this, I've, like I said, I've got a two-year-old truck, and it's got one of those. If I have opened a back door, it's a four-door truck. Mm-hmm. If I've opened the back door, when I turn it off, it's got a reminder, a little says, you know, be sure to check the back seat.
Yes.
And most vehicles have that now. And, you know, that's hopefully will remind a few folks in similar circumstances and avoid some type of tragedy like that. But
Texture writes, I sense a Netflix documentary coming when this South Carolina lawyer case is over. Oh, yeah, this will go on for years. There'll be best-selling books written about it. It's going to be nuts. Texture writes, they're not friends of the Clintons, are they?
You know, I'm just
reading the text.
That person is reading my mind because I was thinking about this. Boy, this sounds like a certain other Southern family in politics that I know of. So,
another texture writes, Tara, did the cops test the lawyer's own hand for gunshot residue? Here's what's interesting. I mean, are these people so hated that they're being shot at? In the county where they live?
SLED is being very tight-lipped, to say the least, about anything involving this case
or
some series of cases.
Strange thing he did to himself. I mean, the whole thing is just so, I can't even speculate. Weird. Weird, weird, weird. And finally, Texter writes, what lawyer changes a flat tire? Many lawyers these days. Being a lawyer doesn't pay what it used to. And finally, Texter writes, hey, Tara, the lawyer thing sounds like an episode of Better Call Saul. Oh, I loved Better Call Saul.
I will let you know, in Hampton County, if you've got a flat tire, it could be a day before AAA gets out there.
You're fixing it yourself, right?
I'm telling you. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, Nancy Grace of Fox is all over this. Well, I would expect nothing less.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Great. So Rolling Stone rolling out a fake ivermectin story. The media went wild on this over the weekend and last week. The story as it went, by the way, there were two of these. We actually ran one of them last week. This is the first one. We didn't run this one. Rolling Stone put out a story claiming that hospitals in Oklahoma were unable to treat gunshot victims because they were so overloaded with overdoses of people taking ivermectin for dealing with COVID, you know, like the what they're now calling the horse dewormer. It's also for people, too. Our own CDC right now is recommending that all the migrants coming into the country from the Middle East get ivermectin. It is delivered in human doses, not horse dewormer. And an average of 88,000 prescriptions of ivermectin are written every week by doctors in America. So it's very normal for human beings to be given this, contrary to the lies the media has been telling you. It's also normal to get it for COVID. Doctors are writing prescriptions for it daily, as we've documented here on the show, and particularly America's frontlinedoctors.org. So the idea that, you know, no doctor would write a prescription for this and it's not for humans is just silly. Our CDC, again, recommends it. In fact, the guy who invented it won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for saving over 100 million human lives in the third world with ivermectin. It's a very powerful drug. And it has prevented death and in river blindness, one of the things that people take it for in third world countries. So the idea that this is for horses, you may have seen some of your liberal friends saying this, is it for horses, is for animals, don't put it in your body. That's silly. That's silly. Specifically, the speech, the Nobel Prize speech where the inventor of ivermectin got the Nobel Prize, it thanks him for saving 100 million lives, and it was not animal lives. So, but Rolling Stone would rather roll around in ignorance and idiocy than report actual news. So they posted a story claiming that hospitals in Oklahoma were unable to treat gunshot victims because they were so overloaded with overdoses of people taking ivermectin for dealing with COVID. Well, they were forced to retract the story, as were most of the mainstream media outlets who ran it, including MSNBC, Business Insider, The Guardian, Newsweek, NBC News, on and on and on and on. Never happened. Didn't happen. In fact, the hospital in question actually issued a statement saying they had not had a single case, not even one, of ivermectin overdose. Not one. That every patient had been able to get the treatment that they needed at the ER, and that the doctor, the sole source in the article, which was retweeted by Rachel Maddow of MSNBC, who amazingly still has a Twitter account this morning despite, you know, sharing this fake news. The doctor that was the sole source for the article hasn't even worked at that hospital for 2 months. As the hospital points out, he wouldn't have seen the people in the emergency room, whether they had ivermectin overdoses or not. He didn't work there. Again, folks, this shows you how this goes. We've documented this before. This is how the whole nation was told that a Capitol police officer was murdered by Trump supporters on January 6th because media outlet after media outlet ran with it without verifying the story, and they all lied to you. This is what has happened. Again, nobody bothered to go, you know what? That sounds a little unbelievable. Gunshot victims can't be treated because people are overdosing on ivermectin. That's just like I saw that before it was retracted. I went, that just doesn't sound right. It's the kind of thing as a reporter, you should have the sense to go, you know what? I'm going to call the hospital. I'm just going to verify that. There's always PR people willing to talk to you with these hospitals. But nobody bothered. And they all got it wrong. And they all had to retract it, except Rachel Maddow, who just runs with the lies because, hey, she gets paid $30 million a year to do that. So that got retracted. Then the AP had to turn around and retract their story last week. This is the story that we ran a version of. And again, we get our news from a news service, from the Fox Radio. They're very liberal, very biased, and get stuff wrong a lot. We ran the story from our contracted news service on this, and it was not correct. The Associated Press ran with this one, and it's a version of the people are overdosing on ivermectin, and they're calling poison control centers, man, and they're just like dying, and ivermectin is killing people. That story. AP had to retract that story. That's a separate story. That wasn't true either. That one was based out of Jackson, Mississippi, and they had reported that 70% of recent calls to the Mississippi Poison Control Center were from people who had ingested ivermectin to try to treat COVID-19. I'm reading from the retraction from AP. It didn't happen. State epidemiologist Dr. Paul Byers said the number of calls to poison control centers in Mississippi was not 70%. It was 2%. And he said of the calls that were about ivermectin, 70% of the 2% were by people who had ingested the veterinary version of the medicine. So as soon as I heard that on our air, I immediately jumped and corrected it because they did not differentiate between the human and the animal version or explain that there is a human version that is prescribed by doctors all over the place. 88,000 human prescriptions are written for ivermectin a week. So that is, it's very normal. It's not for horses. It's not for you to give to your horse. These are human doctors prescribing it for human beings. So I made that correction as soon as I heard the story because I knew it was wrong. And it turns out the whole thing was wrong. So if you didn't miss that, we ran it heavily last week. It was not true. But the AP has retracted that now. So a lot of the ivermectin scare stuff out there last week, oh my God, you'll overdose. It's horse medicine. No. I mean, it is horse medicine. They do sell it at feed stores, or at least they did. I'm hearing from people that they can't even get it on Amazon anymore after the fake news last week about people overdosing. But that's the actual record, and it didn't actually happen. Sounded good, though. But didn't happen.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Best things about the 1990s. We now have the definitive list. I read some of these. I'm like, Okay, number 10. These were like the first cell phones. Nokia 3210s. Do you have one of those? I guess not with the first cell phones, but the first real handheld like that weren't like a brick. Nokia 3210s, 1999. I was such a late adopter with cell phones. I just skipped out the whole beginning wave of that, so I didn't have one of those. Okay, number 10, Nokia 3210. Do you have one of those? Number 9, CD Walkmans. Golly. Can you remember when all the kids in the... Like, because you know once you get to be a teenager, you don't want to hang out at your house, but you're too young to drive. Remember when teenagers used to roam the neighborhood with Walkmans on? Like, sometimes two, three of them together, but with the headphones on, you're like, are you guys synced? Or are you just wandering in a herd? I don't know, but that was the thing, and we loved it. Number 8, best things of the 1990s. This is a new massive study of this. People asked to name them so that they're ranked. Number 8, video rental shops. Yeah, that was fun. Can you imagine how technology has changed? You'd actually have to physically go there and walk the aisles. Isn't that bizarre now? Now you just flip through. Flip through Netflix, flip through if you want to rent something, Amazon, right? Number 7, Take That. That was a show. Number 6, Titanic, the movie Titanic. This must have been a lot of women responding to this. Number 5, VHS tapes. Number 4, Spice Girls. Number 3, Crystal Maze, which was a game show. Okay, I agree with number 2, The Simpsons. And number 1, Friends, which is making a comeback right now. Yeah, Friends. All right, kind of nuts, but yeah. All right, speaking of kind of nuts, the Biden administration is continuing its all-out bid to get $9 billion to the Taliban by trying to confuse you into thinking that the Taliban and ISIS are different. And even though we spent 20 years in Afghanistan battling the Taliban, that suddenly they are our friends. And we should forget that we spent 20 years battling the Taliban and thousands of lives. And we should just, you know, partner up with them. Even though they're going door-to-door murdering people, because it would be worse if ISIS was going door-to-door murdering people or something. This is the argument of the Biden administration. They're full of it. And you're seeing them spin this on the news, right? They were spinning it right now on Fox. Oh, it'll be a civil war. Yeah? So? Who cares? I thought our official position was who cares? Well, we care who wins. Well, then we shouldn't have left, should we? Well, it's important the Taliban win. Wait, what? We spent 20 years at war with the Taliban. It's important the Taliban win. Why, yes. Otherwise, ISIS will win. Okay. August 30th, New York Times. Post this up on my Gab page and my Facebook page. They interview the founder of the Taliban in Afghanistan, a guy who probably know who they are. And they ask him flat out. New York Times, by the way, is pretending this is not in their archives. I'm surprised they haven't deleted it, but it was there. It took me 10 minutes to find it. They ask the founder of the Taliban in Afghanistan, dude, who is a member of the Taliban in Afghanistan? He's like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Pakistani Taliban. That's who we are. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Pakistani Taliban. You sure about that? Yep, mm-hmm, I founded the organization. Wait, so the Taliban is ISIS? Yes, it is. ISIS is the Taliban. Yes, they are. When the Taliban was given Kabul as a gift by the Biden administration, Taliban said, remember, well, you know, you can have it. You can have it during the evac. And Biden said, no, no, you have it. You'll be in charge of evacuating Americans. For what reason, I don't know. It was bizarre. Who did the Taliban put in charge immediately of Kabul? The Haqqani Network. Who's the Haqqani Network? ISIS. Former ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters, mostly. That's who the Haqqani Network is? Why, yes. In fact, the guy charged with doing the Kabul security has a $5 million price on his head. He's a terrorist. Who put it there? We did. We let him run security? Well, technically the Taliban did, but yeah. Okay, so what are some other signs that they're lying to you right now? We could have civil war if we don't give them $9 billion. What are some more signs they're lying to you right now? Okay, when our military leaders deliberately left behind the 5,000 people we had imprisoned on Bagram Air Force Base because they were terrorists, didn't have to leave them behind for the Taliban to free, but we did. What did the Taliban do? Many of them are most wanted terrorists, one in the world. Many of them are ISIS. What did the Taliban do? They immediately took the ISIS out and executed them because they're enemies. No, they set them free. In fact, Milley himself would give an update to Congress that first week, and in it, he admitted that ISIS was running patrols with the Taliban. But this weekend, Milley, figuring you don't remember that, General Milley was on television going, we gotta pump up the Taliban because ISIS might win. You mean the Taliban, the people doing the door-to-door executions? This is a guy, he's former Army Special Forces. He's also an MMA fighter, but he's former Army Special Forces Tim Kennedy, a true hero on the ground, has been on the ground in Afghanistan these last few weeks after having served there and, you know, helping to evacuate the people that the Biden administration left behind because they don't care. And he was asked this question by Glenn Beck. Who is the Taliban? Is the Taliban different than ISIS? Like, if we just arm them and give them money, will that keep us safe? Because then they'll turn around and bonk ISIS over the head. Is that a thing? He says, no.
Yeah, so you can't make a distinction between ISIS-K and Taliban. These are the same organizations.
But the White House does. The White House does.
In real intelligence, ISIS-K and Taliban, they're feathers, different feathers from the same bird. It's the same creature. It's the same animal. It's the radical wing of the same movement. And if you look at the people that are running ISIS-K, it's the exact same people that were leaders of the Taliban just a year or two ago. So it's not like these are different people that have changed or morphed their ideas. Somehow the Taliban is now a political organization. No, they're just putting a face on to try and receive some support and funds to, you know, to get lists about who they're allowed to go and kill, and then they can blame it on ISIS-K. But to be super, super clear, ISIS-K and Taliban are the exact same organization. It's insulting to the lives of the service members that died that way. ISIS-K and Taliban sent in a bomber. They blew up the Abbey Gate, killed a bunch of Marines. That's what happened.
So what are they doing right now? Did you see this weekend it was initially reported the Taliban hostage situation? They were blocking 6 planes from taking off, but then it turned out that it was a hostage situation, but it wasn't the Taliban. It was the State Department wouldn't let Americans leave. You know what I think they're doing? I think they're hoping for a hostage situation. I think that's why they gave out the names and addresses of the Americans and those who had helped us. They want a burning cage hostage situation. You know why? Because what are the Taliban going to ask for? The money! They want the $9 billion! And we're waving it out there at them. Come on, Millie's out there. Come on, the Taliban aren't mean, really, except when they execute people. But other than that, they're not as bad as the ISIS. I'm telling you, they want a terror, they want a hostage situation so bad. The Biden administration does. You know why? Give them cover. Give them cover to release the $9 billion in funds. They'll say it's for humanitarian causes, but everything that goes into that country belongs to the Taliban. Then it can let the people have it without getting their cut. They need it to run the military. What? We armed them. We gave them the territory. The only thing they need left is the money to pay the military, the Taliban military. We're going to get them that too. Just wait. Well, as we do a show many days of the week, we have to turn to Foreign Press to find out what's going on in America because the media considers it their job to make sure you're not informed so that you can't make actual decisions that are good for you. That's the goal, it seems, for most of the mainstream media today. And that's why you didn't hear about this. Headline, Sky News Australia. White House in damage control after Biden falsely claimed he visited a synagogue. Remember the mass shooting synagogue? Remember that one? Yeah, there was the Tree of Life. It was a mess. Yeah. Well, Biden is, as you know, want to make up stuff. He does it all the time. So he claimed that he went to the Tree of Life synagogue after the 2018 massacre, because he's that kind of guy, and he was so moved by it and all. He went to the Tree of Life synagogue after the 2018 massacre. He said specifically, I remember spending time at the, you know, going to the, you know, the Tree of Life synagogue and speaking with them, Biden told Jewish leaders in a virtual address Thursday on the eve of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But as Post reporter Stephen Nelson discovered when he phoned the Pittsburgh synagogue, Biden had never visited, not once, in 3 years since the anti-Semitic attack. So he didn't go there and he didn't speak with them and he didn't visit with them. He's made it up. It's part of his illness. He's sick. Yeah, he's a liar, and most politicians are to some degree. They wouldn't have gotten as far as they did. But I've pointed out for many years, the lies that Biden tells are a sign of a deeper sickness. They're not logical. In fact, they hurt him. He is a textbook serial liar. He can't stop. He literally can't stop. He's a compulsive liar. And this has gotten him into some real trouble. This is just the latest. There was no reason to say he visited. No one would care about the difference between a visit and a phone call. He did call them, by the way. But his whole memory of the visit and talking to them, yeah, that never happened. Just like the last whopper he told twice this year, including after getting busted by the Washington Post for a lie. You know the one where the Amtrak manager pulled him over as he was on the Amtrak. This is when he was vice president. He was riding on the Amtrak, and he had hit a million miles, and that was a milestone. And he was on a way to visit his mom because he loves his mom. And he loves Amtrak because he's, you know, Lunch Bucket Joe. And they had given him an award right there for his million miles. And he even mentioned the name of the manager who'd given him the award. Problem is, that guy hadn't worked for Amtrak for a couple of decades at that point. Oh, and at the time, Biden's mom was dead. So he wasn't going to visit her. And he didn't win the award because they never gave him an award for that. He told that story earlier this year. The Washington Post flat busted on him because he's ill. And 2 months later, he told it again. So this is just his latest. If you haven't heard about it here, it's because the media is covering for him. But they found it hilarious in Australia, where they think the guy is just weird.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.